DOJ sues Ticketmaster's owner, alleging monopoly over live events industry. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced at a press conference Thursday morning that the federal government has filed a federal antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster's parent company to break up its monopoly on U.S. concert ticket sales. Mr. Garland said the government is joined by 29 states in its lawsuit against Live Nation Entertainment, the parent company of Ticketmaster. In recent years, Live Nation Ticketmaster's exorbitant fees and technological failures have been criticized by fans and artists alike, said Mr. Garland. But we are not here today because Live Nation Ticketmaster's conduct is inconvenient or frustrating. We are here because as we allege that conduct is anti-competitive and illegal. Mr. Garland said during the press conference that Live Nation suffocates its competition. Our complaint makes clear what happens when a monopolist dedicates its resources to entrenching its monopoly power and insulating itself from competition. Rather than investing in better products and services, we allege that Live Nation has illegally monopolized markets across the live concert industry needed for file, he said. The lawsuit follows a class action lawsuit filed last year by fans of Taylor Swift against Ticketmaster and Live Nation after they were unable to obtain tickets to the pop star's The Eras Tour. In the lawsuit, they alleged that the ticket sales had such a giant monopoly over ticket sales, and that when Ticketmaster's website crashed due to high demand, they were unable to obtain tickets to the concert. Ms. Swift responded by calling the situation excruciating. Ticketmaster issued an apology over the debacle and the lawsuit was dropped last August. This is a breaking story that will be updated.